In fact, the weaknesses of Thyatira Baptist Church is threefold. You can basically categorize them with three Fs. You know, you take a test, you don't do well, and you get an F. Well, this church got three Fs. What are the three Fs? Female preachers, fornication, and false doctrine. Not a good report card. Female preachers, right off the bat, bad. You know, fornication, right off the bat, bad. False doctrine, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back. Now, look at verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach, it says. So apparently this church was allowing Joyce Myers to come and preach for them. You know, they're allowing these Pentecostal, prophetess-type, false-teaching females to stand behind their pulpit and teach the Word of God. You know, well, what they're teaching is good. I don't care if what they're teaching is biblical. It's not biblical for them to be behind the pulpit and teach the Word of God. Period. Exclamation mark. Period, period, period. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2:11, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. Now see, when you hear preaching like this, a lot of the times, people on the outside who don't read their Bibles, they're not in 1 Timothy 2, they're not in 1 Corinthians, they hear something like this, oh, you're just a male chauvinist pig or whatever. Well, first of all, pigs are females. Hog would be a more correct way of saying that, okay? Secondly, you know, take it up with God. And when we preach this, we're not saying that women are less than men, okay? They hold the same amount of importance in the sense of we're both human beings, saved, so on and so forth, but there's an order to things. And according to God, this is out of order. Pentecostal churches need to read this verse and tell me, well, how do you interpret that? You know, they're so busy flapping their tongue and dreaming up all kinds of visions and dreams that they're not actually reading the Bible.